Dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream.
Dare to dream indeed. Howdy, this is Debbie Dashinger. I am your host, and welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you here a little bit later on. I'm doing an experiment, and I hope you're going to love this. I've got three completely different but completely brilliant women coming on that I'm going to get to introduce you to. I call them the wise women. And they're going to be talking about some different subjects, everything from health to how you look to how you feel about your body and yourself, and why being vulnerable is actually sexy. So stay with us, because this is going to be fast, fun, and furious. I want to talk to you a little bit about action. You hear it all the time on a movie set, action, right? And that's when the good stuff starts. That's when the filming starts. That's when someone wants you to produce so they can get it on film. But so it is in our life, the movie of our life. What is some resolute advice I can give you? Action, action, action. Indeed, you cannot be a mover and a shaker if you're standing still. Now, I get it. For many of us who are doers and warriors in our lives, it's really important to also have the balance of the other, right? The stillness, the checking in, and that's very good. I am fully about that, and I need that as much as anyone else. But without any movement in our life, nothing will change and grow. And that's really what life is, right? A cell that is in movement is an alive cell. When it becomes dormant, it becomes dead. So movement, be a mover and a shaker. There are millions of would-be entrepreneurs on the planet with tons of creative, bright, innovative ideas, but most of them are never going to make it to market. And do you know why? Too much thinking, not enough doing. Too much thinking and not enough doing. Too much worry and not enough action. Is that where you get stuck? Too much worry and not enough action? Well, here's what success is, because success goes to those who like to practice, to the people who just keep going, keep failing, keep studying. It all adds up. It's all about doing the work, taking the next step. Action beats worry. Action beats thinking. Action always wins. So I've got a challenge for you. You can do it for 30 days. Certainly start today. Five things you're grateful for. Five thank yous a day. In fact, you can start your day out with a thank you. So in advance, I can say thank you for an amazing show to all my guests, because I know they're all going to show up and do a great job. Thank you to so many things I intend to have happen today. You can have a thank you gratitude journal. You can do a verbal thank you to someone. A thank you note or a letter of appreciation. You can focus or meditate on gratitude for 5 minutes. You know, every day can be a Thanksgiving. So bookend your day gratitude in advance, and then at night, a reflection of the appreciation and gratitude for the day. Find what lights you up. Find what lights you up, and that's going to be your audience. Be a mover and a shaker. A mover and a shaker who is in action. And start it and end it with gratitude. So first up today with my brilliant women, I'm so excited to introduce you, Robin Colvey. She's a health advocate who addresses the need that expands the globe and touches every person daily and is the critical core to all health. Medical grade alkaline water. She's a certified hydration expert with 30 years of research and education. She knows about a 42-year-old Japanese company that produces medical-grade alkaline water, decades of results behind them, and it is commonly used, this water, in over 100 hospitals in Japan, and it improves most health concerns. Now, in addition, Robin is also a San Diego Master Gardener. You can learn more about her at truealkalinewaterca.com. Robin, welcome to Dare to Dream. It's great to have you.
Thank you so much. This is an honor. I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Awesome. I'm so looking forward to our conversation on Kangen, and I assume that's the medical-grade alkaline water. Is that correct?
That's exactly right, yes.
I have experience with Kangen, I have to say, and
yes.
I can actually speak to it too, but I want you to start, and first, what's different? Why would people even want to engage with Kangen? Isn't there bottled water? Why wouldn't they use that, or why Kangen instead?
Well, this was the journey that I went down to because I needed to find out about my own health because I had so many things that were happening to me. And as I started to learn about this water, I thought we were drinking bottled water and I needed to find out about it. So in drinking bottled water, I started to find out that it was acidic and I was looking for something that was alkaline. And that bottled water had been on the shelf 3 to 6 months and that it was made from petroleum, and then at 70 degrees, the BPAs were actually released into the water.
BPAs, and when you say that, you're talking about the container that the water comes in.
Exactly, exactly. Ooh. And I had absolutely no idea that that was going on. And, of course, our household water at the time was filtered and bottled water. So this kind of started me down the, oops, I better look more deeply into what I'm putting into my body.
I want to talk about pets and water. I want to know how much an animal needs to drink. I check out my dog, my puppy, all the time, and I notice she actually doesn't drink a lot, but she's very clear when she's thirsty after we've gone on a hike or something.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a need that is great for animals as well with hydration?
Absolutely, and the fascinating part is there's no placebo effect. So I tell people, put out 3 bowls of water. When they've got this to sample, put out 8.5, 9, and 9.5. Watch what your animal goes to, and then put out the regular tap water. 100% of the time, they will go to the alkaline water and to the pH that they need. Isn't that fascinating? No placebo effect with animals.
Yeah, it is fascinating. And what I know you're referring to, and maybe you can explain a little bit, is you can set, if you have a Kangen device,
correct,
you can set it more acidic, more alkaline to a certain degree, right?
It's exactly right. It has drinking waters of 3 levels, 8.5, 9, and 9.5. And again, the big, big goal is that we're attempting to counterbalance the American diet and our acidic water because it all makes us acidic. So with these levels of water, you can adjust to your body's needs to help you kind of tip the scale to make the body slightly alkaline.
Why do we want to be alkaline? What are the benefits that people receive? Or what happened for you in your journey when you became more alkaline by drinking Kangen?
It was amazing. Because of my health background, I was always looking at the supplements or the latest and greatest to improve my health. But I'd had a sciatica for a year and a half.
Oh.
That was so painful. I had to sit if I drove on a block of ice, spent $5,000 going to different doctors and acupuncturists, et cetera, to no avail. And I got on this water on day 3, my sciatica was gone and never came back. So that's actually what started me down my journey of research. What in the world happened to my body to make that quick of a change? What was I missing? And what I was missing was having the right hydration because we're 75% water, not 75% supplements.
So I'm going to tell my little story here. When I, this is almost eight years ago, at a radio station, I'm going in to go on air, and somebody, a man and his wife, who are in the lobby, noticed and said, "What's on your arm?" And I said, "Oh, it's a cat bite." And they said, "Honey, that's infected." And I knew it, but I have a tendency to just go, "Oh, you know, soap and water, something, or mm-hmm. my body's phenomenal, it will heal." And they said, "No, sweetie, it's infected. You know, you need to do something." And I said, "But I have no clue what to do." They said, "Well, we are Kangen reps. Let us give you some water and just spray it on your arm." okay, I'm open. So they very kindly gave me a little bottle, told me exactly what to do, and I am telling you, by the next morning, it was gone, healed completely. I was a convert. I thought that was amazing.
It is amazing, and this is what I get to deal with. I'm blessed to deal with all day long, every single day. What they probably gave you was the 2.5, which is highly acidic, but it kills, and they use it in the hospital. Hospitals, it kills bacteria, MRSA, E. coli, and Salmonella. So you can imagine in the household use, it's incredibly invaluable. We've got all kinds of pictures, even with our animals, where we are using that 2.5, and we clean our house with it. So the beauty is you get both ends of the spectrum. You get your drinking water, but then you get cleaning water and medicinal water. It's amazing. I'm glad
I know you have
that.
A lot of very high-end equipment. I've seen it before. Once upon a time, my brother and I said, well, maybe we'll go in. He lives in New York. I live in California. Maybe we'll both go in and somehow buy an apparatus for our homes for Kangen. Is there something that's on the lower end scale, maybe there's people just starting out who might like to invest in their health, but they can't break the bank right now?
Absolutely. They've got all different levels, and even our three-plate, which is an excellent machine. It's actually the strongest machine out there, even among the other competitors. It produces a great water, and it's our travel one. So it's light, but it's perfect for drinking water. It's perfect for a starting place. Absolutely.
How do they process this? How do they even produce this kind of quality water that you can take from one end of the spectrum, acidic, to the other end of the spectrum, alkaline? Explain that.
Okay, so it's all the magic of what is called ionization, which the Japanese are very familiar with. So basically, it filters your water through a really high-grade filter, and then it takes the minerals out of the tap water, which is critical for the human body. It goes over double-dipped titanium platinum plates, which is and they're solid, and they're the best ionizer on the market, and it structurally changes the water, and it splits it, and it creates an alkaline water, and it creates an acidic water, all of which are used all day long for me throughout my, you know, cooking, drinking, et cetera. So it's amazing.
So 30 years in health research, obviously you've even healed yourself with the water, and you're a master gardener, which, by the way, I love. What is the flower that you like to grow?
Oh, look, I'm actually about vegetables. I'm all about the food. I'm about food, and I'm about water. And, you know, I just want to clarify, too, this isn't a healing process. What it does is it brings the body back into balance. So if we work on becoming less acidic and becoming fully hydrated, that allows our immune system to build up and fight against disease and future ailments that might come our direction. So it's not a healing. It's a bringing the body back into balance.
Bringing it back into balance. So it's allowing the body to go to its own proper stasis.
Yep. Exactly. So for me, again, I'm all about fruits and vegetables, which is so fantastic because the machine also produces an 11.5, which strips pesticides off of the fruits and vegetables. So here I am trying to grow this gorgeous food and then washing it under tap water, and it never made any sense to me. So now no food in my house ever touches tap water. It's all washed with Kangen. I cook with it. It's phenomenal.
It's gross, by the way. In person, I saw, and there's YouTube videos for anyone who's interested, but I have seen vegetables soaking in Kangen water, like a tomato, for example, and you cannot believe what comes off of it. It looks clean to the eye, and then you see it soaking and stuff comes off, honey. You're like, I do not want that in my body. That better be soaking in Kangen first.
You got that 100% right. And, you know, we buy these beautiful fruits and vegetables thinking we're doing such a good thing for our family, never realizing the pesticides that come off. I even wash my organic things in this because I know as a master gardener they still have to spray. And you should see what I get off my organic things. But, again, I get to have control. I get to have control of my health. I get to have control of my food. It's invaluable.
Robin, you've done a lot, and I love that you've been so committed to health for yourself and for us. How do you make dreams come true? This is Dare to Dream. What tip do you have for how you make your dreams come true?
you know, I really make my dreams come true because I got to see what happened to my family, five different members that had all different ailments, and what it did to the dynamics of our family. And my dream is that nobody else has to walk this walk. And this has been so incredibly empowering for me that I'm just out here sharing the information. I've done the research. I've watched what's happened. Now I want to help others unload the burden that I felt from the process that I went through from having lost the family members the way I did.
Learn more about her, Robin Colvey. She's from San Diego. And the website is truealkalinewaterca.com. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. You can sign up for free newsletters with show replay links, inspiring videos, and all upcoming events at debbiedashinger.com. It's DACHINGER.com. Also find me on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Rejuvenate Medical Spa is your premier results-driven medical spa, voted the number one center for beauty and restoration for men and women at rejuvenatemedical.com. Rejuvenate Medical Spa has proudly served as skin and laser specialists over 10 years, offering the best in non-invasive cosmetic treatments and custom-made care for you. For hair, body, and skin, call Rejuvenate Medical Spa with your questions or schedule a free consultation at rejuvenatemedical.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's DACHINGER, DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
My next wise and brilliant woman is Augie Augusto. I'm excited for this one. She's got over 20 years in the hair industry. Dear God, who doesn't wish that they had an image consultant in their cache of friends or professionals? Augie is a master at creating personalized styles. By the way, I went online and looked at some of the ones she's created, and she also creates believable hair color. Augie has traveled domestically and to Europe for hair shows. She's taught hair cutting and coloring for hair product companies and for national hairdresser organizations. Augie has worked runway fashion shows, and she also created a leopard print mohawk for a professional surfer to match his wetsuit. Augie currently works in Encinitas, which is in San Diego, at a place called Revelation Studio. It's a beautiful salon with an ocean view, Revelation Studio. You can find out more about Augie at askaugie.me. Augie, welcome to Dare to Dream. I want to ask you right at the top, please, what's happening today? What are the latest trends in hair that we need to know?
Oh, hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Thank you so much for having me on the show today. And I would say the major hair trends we're seeing right now are shag haircuts. We haven't seen those for quite a while.
Shag? Isn't that like the 1970s or something?
Definitely, but updated for the new millennium. So you'll see a hint of what was before, but now it is totally upgraded and upscaled to reflect where we are in our fashion, our clothing fashions.
When you say shag, so is that short, medium, long, or can it be any of them? And how is it blended? How is it different than the original?
So the right now, and it's evolving, right now the thing that we're seeing the most of is people who have had long, straight hair and have been using the flat iron to make their hair very, very smooth. They are layering their hair, usually not above the middle of the ear, down to below the shoulders. That hair is layered, and they are adding waves and curls and texture to it. They're using products, and they are using chemical texturizing. But also, for people who like their hair shorter, there are some very short layered cuts, and that means that the top layer of the hair is much shorter than the longest layer of the hair. And so the difference is just in the finishing techniques and the products and the tools that we have to use today that we didn't have before.
Oh, my. I'm going to really keep my eyes open for this. You know how someone mentions a car and then you see the car everywhere? Well, you mentioned the shag. I'm going to be looking for it here in Los Angeles. That sounds very exciting. That suits me. We're all in a hurry. Everybody today is like, I want to look good, but I got a lot going on. I got a lot on my plate. So what tips do you have or teach your clients that we can use for our hair to look fabulous, but we're in a hurry?
Oh, well, there are a lot of easy ways to style your hair when you're in a hurry. I can think of four or five right off. If you use a product, a gel, a paste, foam, or hairspray, or a combination or cocktail of these, you can get your hair to do to move in directions that it might not want to move, and you can pull it back, put it in a bun. You can use hair bands, hair clips. You can twist your hair and use decorative bobby pins to hold it in place. People are braiding their hair a lot. And you can use high or low ponytails, which have always been very popular and classic. And
I, for one, I have to say I love the braid look. And I know there is, let's see if I can describe it right, but you basically make a braid off to the side, but you pull some of the hair a little bit, so it looks a little bit unkempt and, like, full of body. I have no clue how to create it. I know I have the hair for it, but I think it's beautiful.
That is beautiful, and one of the ways that people are creating that easily now is they spray their hair with dry shampoo first. That gives your hair a little bit of oomph and texture and fullness. And then you braid it like you normally would, but you braid it loosely and then secure the ends with a hair tie. And then you take your fingers and separate and pull apart the braid gently all the way down the braid. And that's what gives it that loose look. And using the dry shampoo in it actually causes your hair to stay in that that slightly on-purpose messy look.
Mm. Which is I'm going to try that. I'll send you a picture. So you starting with dry shampoo. That's excellent. And I'm going to re-listen to this so I can follow that technique. And I think it's a really awesome, beautiful look. You also talk about, Augie, believable hair color. I got to say you're the first person who's ever used those words. Homage to you for it. What do you mean by believable hair color? And dear God, how do you achieve it?
Okay. Believable hair color is the hair that looks so flattering on you that people believe it's your natural color. And right now there are a lot of unbelievable but beautiful colors. They're using pink and blue and purple. And I love those a lot. But when you are in a professional setting or if that's not your style, then you want something that looks like it's been kissed by the sun. It's multidimensional. It has highlights and lowlights. And it just looks like you were born with it. It's something you'd see on the younger kids when they've spent the summer at the beach, whether they have dark hair or light hair. So that is what I call believable hair.
And what if you do have dark hair and your preference is to be a blonde? I don't know who I could be speaking about, but I'm just curious, for somebody who might be like that, is that too much? Is that out of the realm of believable? What do you feel, or do you need to see a person?
Well, it always helps if you see a person, if you see the hair in person. Mm-hmm. But in general, I can say that if you use the correct tones that match your skin tone and use the undertone of your natural hair color, you can make it look believable or at least enhanced in a way that people do not question whether or not you, oh my gosh, you colored your hair.
Right.
And they forget to add, and it looks great.
So, what do you use? Because when you lighten your hair or highlight your hair, whatever people do, it's bleach. And that's chemicals in the scalp. It also creates a reaction with the hair. Do you use something that is not harsh?
The magic of modern chemistry is they have recently developed a new product called a bond multiplier that strengthens the hair in ways that could have never been done before. And this is new on the market in the last couple of years. And so if you use a bleach product, some are more gentle than others, but they all use the same basic chemicals to achieve the look. And this bond multiplier, if you add it to your lightener process, then it makes the hair so strong that they've essentially eliminated breakage when you're highlighting or bleaching your hair. And that's why you can see the movie stars change their hair color week after week, and their hair still looks great.
That is true. I have wondered that. How do they go through that process, and they still have a head of hair? That's incredible.
Right.
So Bond Multiplier strengthens your hair, and it gets added to the lightening process.
Right. And a byproduct of that is on my clients with fine hair, I do the treatments even when they're not getting highlighting services, because they say it makes their hair look fuller and makes their color last longer.
All right. You're a great hairdresser. I love this. Between treatments, you can use this bond multiplier, and it still creates, especially for fine hair,
full-looking
hair.
It adds unbelievable body to their hair. Mm. And it was something that the the companies do not advertise, but this is what my clients are telling me, and they're asking for it. So it's very exciting to me to be able to help them in that manner.
Yeah, I can imagine they come in looking one way and leave with this beautiful, voluptuous head of hair. It's highlighted, it's colored, and it's even stronger. That's awesome, as it should be.
Yes, it is how it should be.
And you have people, I'm sure, all ages come to see you, all backgrounds. I remember, I don't even know what myth or where I heard this, but I remember hearing at one point, you know, when a woman gets older, she should have shorter hair, which I thought was crazy. You know, watch me. Mine's probably going to stay long, or at least as much as I love how it looks. But what is fashionable for different ages? If there is someone older, is there a way they can still look fabulous, but they don't have to have short hair, or they don't have to look like they're trying too hard?
But that's an interesting question. And I think that theory arose from the 1920s when the girls started cutting their hair off and wearing the flapper look and the bobs in the, you know, the roaring 20s. And before that, women wore their hair very, very long and had it twisted up, and it was very Gibson girl and prim and proper. And so in the 20s, when they wore their hair shorter, it was what the young girls were doing. And so they never wanted to appear older. And to them, appearing older was having long hair. And it never got translated into current trends. So I feel like anybody can wear long hair and should if they want to, as long as it's cut flatteringly and it frames your face properly. I don't see any reason anybody should have to cut their hair off when they get to a certain age.
If somebody, so you know, I can tell you right now, like I'm ready to drive to San Diego. So if somebody's listening to this, Augie, and says, I would love to find out more about this woman, maybe have her look at my hair. Do people fly in to see you? Do they drive in? Are they all local?
Actually, I have people that fly in from Hawaii and from Boston. I have several people that drive down from LA. I have people that come in from Denver. So most of my client is local. But often people come to San Diego on vacation and they stop in and they get their hair cut and or colored and they love it. So every time they're in town, they stop and see me. And sometimes they fly just for a haircut and a little vacation.
A haircut and a vacation. Fantastic. Right. Is it true, my dear, that you're also a screenwriter?
I am. And actually, I am leaving this week to go back east to work on a documentary. So I'll be out of town for several weeks. And so that's also exciting. But my primary occupation is hairdresser, and I love it, and it's inspirational, and I love my clients. I love what I do. And this is the film writing and the filmmaking is like a hobby or an avocation.
People go gray. I'm fortunate in my family that doesn't really happen so much. But most people it does, 30s, 40s, and certainly their 50s. Is there a time you recommend to start coloring gray, or should they color their gray?
Well, that's always a personal choice. And a lot of women are not coloring their hair as much as they did in the past. So I see a lot of natural gray. And when that happens, the thing that I suggest is that they what we call a base bump. And when it just lightens up your hair that's not gray, just a smidge, and it keeps it from getting that flat asphalt gray color. It just gives a little bit of warmth and life, and people like that. But if they are going to color their hair, they always say, well, when should I color my hair? And I say there's three ways you know you should color your hair. One, your friends tell you. Two, you've spent 15 minutes in front of the mirror pulling out gray hairs and you can't tell the difference. And three, usually by the time you're 35, most people start getting gray hair, and it should, even if you put a rinse on it or a shades product where it just blends the natural color and takes the edge off the gray, and then it looks like golden highlights. It's always, and then that doesn't have to be, it doesn't leave a line of demarcation at the roots. So it's very believable.
Talk about dreams, Augie. This is Dare to Dream. What are you next, Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
Well, I like to be grateful for what I have and to reach for things that seem unattainable. And I always ask my clients, what are you doing for yourself? Because women in general have a tendency to put others first, and they need to remember to take time for themselves to recharge and re-energize. And we have a goal every day, and it influences everything we do. We need to be aware of what that goal is. And my goal is to help make people feel good about themselves. And so everything I do, the outcome is to help people make themselves feel good about themselves. And that recharges me and re-energizes me. And that is my dream, to help other people be happy.
Well, that's Augie Augusto. She works in Encinitas at Revelation Studio. You can find her at askaugie.me. Thank you for being on the show today. And this is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. Join me on Twitter, my name, at Debbie Dashinger. Stay right there. I'll be right back.
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
Rejuvenate Medical Spa is your premier results-driven medical spa, voted the number one center for beauty and restoration. For men and women at RejuvenateMedical.com. Rejuvenate Medical Spa has proudly served as skin and laser specialists over 10 years, offering the best in non-invasive cosmetic treatments and custom-made care for you. For hair, body, and skin, call Rejuvenate Medical Spa with your questions or schedule a free consultation at RejuvenateMedical.com.
Be laser-focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio Show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. sponsor the Dare to Dream radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My Bestseller Book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Listen, do you hear that? It's the sound of your life running smoothly. A big part of harmony has to do with your thoughts. Are your issues ruining your life? Debbie Dashinger is a certified BARS facilitator who uses energy clearings on clients for healing, creativity, aging, sleep, money, and more. In a BARS session, you will begin clearing away issues and allow harmony and change. Book your BARS session at www.debbiedashinger.com.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dashinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Life is good and all is well, yes. Life is good and all is well, yes.
So why is being vulnerable sexy? Well, Tespora Kingsbury, who is an expert, is here to teach us. She's the author of the upcoming book, Revolutionizing Intimacy. Tespora is most recently known for being featured, and I've seen this episode, on ABC TV's The Bachelor. This is the one with Chris Soules. And she is called America's Love Guru. She's creator of the Revolutionizing Intimacy 7-Step System, and she specializes in guiding consciously minded leaders, entrepreneurs, and couples to awaken their spiritual, sensual, and sexual aliveness so they can create profound relationships from the bedroom to the boardroom. Her website is SoulfulRelatingInstitute.com. Welcome to the show. It's so great to have you.
Thank you, Debbie. I'm super excited to be here today.
Tell us about your first name, please. You know I've looked it up before, but I just want to know because it's so gorgeous. Where's T-Z-I-P-O-R-A-H, in case anyone is wanting to look her up. Tell us what that means.
Yeah, so it tends to be a tongue twister. So it's actually pronounced Zipporah. And I always say, think of a zipper. And it's Hebrew, and it actually means bird of God or lady bird.
Hmm. Do you think there is something that shows up in your life that exemplifies that quality in who you are or what you do?
I do. Most people who know me really well consider me to be a bird by nature. Hmm. I strongly connect with birds, and I'm like a nomad. I love to travel and fly quite a bit.
You do? Oh, that's true. You do. You're a big traveler. Interesting, interesting. So your work takes you around the world. I get it. You've been on TV. You've done many things. You've got a book coming out. But tell us, why is being vulnerable sexy? Because in this country, in the United States, not so much. So why truly is being vulnerable sexy?
Well, you know, there's some key points in there, and it's like, right, vulnerability opens up the door to getting to know someone better. So I find vulnerability is the greatest asset and ally we will ever have. It makes us go into this place of slowing down so we can actually feel everything. And when we're able to feel uncomfortable feelings, That is truly the only way we're going to access greater joy, true connection, and the collaborations, like the real authentic collaborations we're wanting. And I love the statement that being radically honest, which comes with vulnerability, can actually be like foreplay, and it's very attractive, whether that's in an intimate relationship or in the business world, because again, we want people to know us. So why don't we start there in the first place?
Can you give me an example, something in your life where you had a sexy, vulnerable moment that worked for you, that created greater intimacy?
All right, so I'll get super real here. So, you know, when I was able to, I remember I was real emotional one night, and I was feeling a sense of sadness, and I was yearning for more intimacy. Like I wanted some more cuddles and connection because my partner and I were really busy. And I was going into this place, I was crying, and I was really feeling what I was feeling, but I wasn't blaming him. Like I wasn't pointing the finger, so that's important to remember. Yet what it did by knowing what I was feeling and not hiding it and pretending it wasn't there, and then being able to clearly ask her what I needed, my partner became completely aroused and turned on. And that led to this really deep lovemaking experience, which started off with me being really sad and feeling like I didn't have enough connection.
Interesting. And are there techniques that you use in general? I mean, I know what I saw when I saw the episode that you were on television, and that was really intimate, and I could see how that would bring up a lot of discomfort, but also almost a unclothing of oneself, the taking off of the layers of boundaries so that you can really connect.
Yeah, you know, there's so many techniques, and I want to say the number one thing beyond learning a technique or a skill, which I'll go into, but is being able to access our feeling body. And what that means is being able to cultivate a practice that we're able to notice sensations in the body, kind of like martial artists do, notice sensations and the physiological effects that are happening into our body every moment, right? Our reaction to a situation. And then being able to identify like the emotions, the feelings, and being able to communicate our needs. So one of the big tools I use is breath work, because it gets us into those areas, the emotional body, the feeling body.
It's interesting. I know that breath is powerful. I can tell you that even during my career when I was doing marathons, 26.2 miles, and there was something about breathing to that level that I was able to access energy that was somehow inside of me for a long time and hadn't been given expression. There were times I would start crying uncontrollably and recognizing this is literally energy coming out of my body. It's not connected to anything, but there's something in the breath that's allowing it its freedom, and then it's done. It was complete. And so I can imagine when you're saying that this breath also creates other things open, it sounds like it's a gatekeeper. Is that true?
It is a gatekeeper. And, every one of us has a conditioned breath pattern. Our conditioned breath pattern is an exact mirror to our relationship dysfunctions and to our personality and our habits that aren't serving us. So when we work with the breath, I'm able to go in and start to know something, pretty much everything about the person. And they're able to start to learn that and to understand that. And we could change all of those patterns and then open up the door to greater intimacy, because now the guardedness is taken down.
Mm. If breath can denote dysfunction, any patterns, what would breath of openness and vulnerability be like?
Your breath, my breath, would literally be free-flowing, moving like a circular wave, literally from our tailbone to our throat with a relaxed exhale. It is that place where we could feel It opens us up to feeling like life is permeating through us in every moment, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. No, I can feel it. It's actually calming to hear you say that. And you talk about vulnerability as our biggest ally. How? How does it create more attraction as a leader, especially as a leader, or also in personal relationships?
You know, right? People are sensitive. People can feel things. And we want to make a difference in the world, and we want people to know who we are. So if we get up in front of a group of people as leaders and we come from that place of strong authority, yet in a demanding way, because we're hiding who we are, they're going to feel it. It's going to be repulsive in a way. And it's going to be very coming from the manic mind, so to speak. When we're able to get up there and learn how to use our story and our Phoenix rising moments and be open and transparent about it, people want more, because then they're like, oh my God, that's me. This person can relate to me. And they want more from there.
There's so much power in what you're talking about. And I'm playing with this idea of transparency, authenticity, vulnerability in a whole new way in my life. And I am seeing the power of it and the power reflected back to me, for which I'm grateful, the encouragement. And just a couple of examples. I received a book award last year. I just happened to give a chapter to a book about cancer. And 3 years ago, my brother had stage 4 cancer. And he is very much alive and with us today and clean. But what he went through for a year, what we all went through, it was quite an upheaval. And people were up receiving the award for this book. Each person took the mic, said a little ditty, and passed it on and passed it on. I just happened to be one of the last people, and I went up to say whatever I was going to say, thank you, blah, blah, blah. But instead, my soul just poured forward, and I started crying and saying how hard it was. The hardest thing I'd ever written was that one chapter, and I've written many books. And the pain of it and the fear of losing my brother and how it changed me and what it meant. And then I still wasn't over almost the PTSD of hearing that news. And, you know, there was a part of me that was like a camera watching going, oh, my God, what's going on? This wasn't planned. And I allowed it to be. And when I was done, what was the greatest surprise and encouragement was when I went to go sit back down in the audience, how many people came up and thanked me and hugged me and had tears and love and kindness and wow, that you could go there. I didn't expect any of it, but it really showed me how much we want to connect with one another and see ourselves in each other and know that it's safe to be that real. Do you understand?
Oh, that was a beautiful story, Debbie, and it shows that bottom line. Everyone wants love and connection.
Tell me, wanting love and connection, vulnerability being the catalyst, what does vulnerable mean? How would you explain that behavior or how we might get there?
The first thing that comes to me is being radically honest, and that's being radically honest with ourself and radically honest with another. And that can mean in some pretty difficult or uncomfortable situations, because often, I'm going to share this example, is often we move away from our values. We step away from our values, and that's part of being vulnerable. And we start settling in our relationships. We start settling in our business. And so when we step back into that place of radical honesty with, wow, what does my heart really desire? And why am I settling for anything less than that? It starts to percolate this desire to now want to talk about it, wanting to really ask for what we need, wanting to really tell people our truth. And that's part of what vulnerability feels like. It's this wide open space that we're not willing to settle anymore, but we've cultivated skills that we can do it from a place of compassion. And I want to say also humility.
Radical honesty. That is, I just want to say it a few times. I like it so much. Radical honesty. So somebody is settling. There's something else that's alive inside of them. And finally they stop and they give it a voice and they say, you know, this really is what I desire. What's happening right now is contrary to that. What are some steps they can do to get them through to the next level or to freedom?
Mm-hmm. The first step that I would do when they access that awareness is to actually get out a journal, get out your pen and paper, and make a list of what your highest values are. What's alive in your heart? That's a question. Just ask yourself, what's alive in my heart right now? What are my values? Most people have forgotten what they are because they've settled for so long. And so just make that list. And when you make that list, the step two would be to read your list, close your eyes, read every value, and breathe in what that feels like in your body. If you start to repeat that value and the next value over and over and again, because we have to feel in order to create change. And that's where the visualization, reading it and feeling it in your body. So those are two simple steps before you even go out and start talking to other people about it. And then once you're clear and you've programmed your body memory to feel alive in that again, then go into the plan of scheduling time to have a conversation, whether it's with a colleague or with a loved one. Like, schedule it and tell them, be really honest and tell them, I have something very vulnerable to share with you. And it's something that I've noticed I've stepped away from what's truly important to me in my life. So be radically honest with your why you want to communicate with them. And let them know, the last step is just let them know that it's not about them. You know, if they tend to take it on or they feel blamed, just say you want to really be honest about your values and what you've stepped away from because you want to create deeper connection.
So with radical honesty, you suggest write down our values. It creates clarity. We need to feel in order to create change, and then schedule a time. Put it on the calendar to talk to someone, to tell them, I need to share something vulnerable, not about you, about me. This is a big risk. And then go there and see what unfolds. We are at the end. Tzipor. I want to say your name right. Tzipora, like a zipper.
Yes.
Zipporah, the bird, Zipporah Kingsbury. How do you make your dreams come true, and what do you next dare to dream?
Every day, it's important to step through our biggest fear, and my commitment to myself is stepping through that which scares me every day and talking about it.
That's fierce. I love that. Zipporah is founder of Soulful Relating Institute. Go to soulfulrelatinginstitute.com, find out more about her, and thank you, Zipporah, so much for coming on today.
Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure. Well, this is Dare to Dream. I end today's show with this quote from Buddha. You, yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, deserve your love and affection. You can subscribe to my YouTube videos at youtube.com/Deb on the radio. Is it time for you to become a best-selling author? Time to learn how to get booked on radio and get amazing results? Well, go to mybestsellerbook.com. Hey, the reason why your business offerings and media appearances don't sell out is because your messaging is off. Let me help you. I help you sell out and have a waiting list. When you know how to message yourself correctly, you can use media and be a rock star. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com and MyBestsellerBook.com. Boost your business and your message. Thanks for joining me on Dare to Dream. The secret of success is having the courage to begin in the first place.
to contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing.